Well, but the Royal Courts of Justice, there's a 5G case going on. What's happened?
Yes, Michael Manfield QC has given a superb presentation to the judge, it's a judicial review, on the failings of the government to do anything to look after people's health due to potential dangers or actual dangers of 5G. The government side have not yet given their defence, but already Michael Mansfield has demolished their defence in advance. So it'll be very interesting to see what the judge does. All I can say is that it's crystal clear that 5G is dangerous, and the dangers have to be addressed. And the logic is that, of course, all these towers should be taken down. Let's see what happens. But whatever we get out of this case, we're going to be saying, take down 5G.
Well, Piers, there's already 6G running in Fleetwood near Blackpool.
Well,
and
that would have
I
to go
understand 7G is running in Las Vegas.
Very dangerous. All those things should go down. You see, anything over 4G, the frequencies involved are too high and too dangerous. And when they do pulsed delivery of these things, it gets even worse, because that makes a whole lot of modulations of the basic frequency, some of which will be very dangerous and affect cell structures. That is the point. It's the frequency that counts. The government's arguments, if they have any, is that, oh, the warming of your body by this is too low. Now, that is just irrelevant. Of course it is very small, but the precise frequencies can affect the cells, and that is the game.
Well, thank you. Any little background to the case? I know Vicky is involved with this.
Yeah, the background to the case was people in Chiswick getting ill from a 5G mask that was installed in, I suppose, a couple of years ago now, or even more. But that is the actual facts that show there's potential danger. It's not just that, there's many studies as well. But you see, the idea there's no danger is completely nonsense. There is irrefutable danger, and the government has a duty to care. And the point that Michael Mansfield made is that he compared this to things like asbestos measures, or people coming out from undersea diving too quickly, decompression too fast and getting very ill. And there are measures have been made to ensure people's safety. And Michael Mansfield made the point that this thing now is far bigger than that. It's not just one group of workers, it's the whole country. In fact, the whole world is now being affected by this stuff. So there has to be measures on a national scale in terms of this court, and actually an international scale.
Thank you. Okay, we're outside the Royal Courts of Justice here in Westminster, and the court case on the 5G test case, it's really a sort of a test case, is on its closing remarks. Now, we've heard some very bad news about this, but I've been interviewed by a TV crew here, which is recording for the case, a film about the case. Now, the basic point is that the research on all this millimeter wave stuff was done by the British in World War II. They know what the effects of these waves do, they know about the modulation effects and all the harmful effects which are resulting from it. They've known that since World War II. And like a lot of this stuff goes back 60, 70 years, but they only tell you about it or start actioning it now. So my basic point is that the point is here that appealing to the government to put some kind of regulation in or some kind of warnings in about 5G and the effects of these very high frequency waves going up to 6G, 7G and so forth, etc. They know the harm they do. They know exactly what they do, and that's why they're doing it. They do not have your interest at heart. They're here to kill us and limit our numbers, farm us. So why are you appealing to these people? Sort of, why are you doing this to us? I mean, surely this is wrong. No, they know what they're doing. And yesterday the case had, we'll have to see what the result will be, but they know what they're doing. So appealing to these people to sort of, in some kind of like a protest or something, as if it's going to mean or anything, or do anything, it's just, children. They are here to kill us. Deal with it. Destroy them or they will destroy you. This is Basis News. Doing a fast blast from the centre of London. And I really do hope that the people who brought this case wish them a lot of luck, but we are dealing with a deadly enemy and we must destroy it or they will destroy us.